All right, in the last couple of weeks, we've been dealing with this idea of identity, this new identity that you and I have because we are followers of Jesus. Remember that 3 weeks ago, we talked about the Bible says that if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come, and all this is from God. So the reason that I wanted to bring this whole idea of a new identity, and now this is my third week bringing that up because I realize as a preacher, we go through a lot of things in life, and at times there are a lot of Christians that don't even really know who they are in Christ. They don't truly know what following Jesus is all about, because sometimes we forget who we are. We forget our true identity. Remember, in Paul addressing the church at Corinth, he's talking to them. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You are a new person. Remember, the Bible uses a lot of analogies, metaphors, or illustrations to help us understand truly who we are in Jesus. One of those analogies is the word ambassadors. You know what an ambassador is? Somebody who represents a nation overseas. And so the Bible calls you and I ambassadors. He's saying that we are to represent Jesus everywhere we go. In the same text, in 2 Corinthians 5, he says that we are, I call it, agents of reconciliation. Amazing. Like, God is using you and I to reconcile the world back to himself. And remember the last one that I did last week, it was this idea. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I mean, I don't know if that has hit you. Like, the light of the world? Jesus said he was the light. And now if you follow him, he says, you are the light of the world. Remember, he said, a city in a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it on a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, he says, let your light shine before men, that they might see your good deeds and bring glory to God the Father. You are the light. And I want to take that analogy of light. I want to expand a little more this morning. Because as light, the Bible calls you and I that we are children of light. We are to walk in the light. Amazing, walking in the light. DC Talk has a song that says, I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars into heaven. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation. All I want to be is to be in the light. That's the old DC Talk. And so, what does it actually mean that you and I are to walk in the light? You see, you go into the text in John, one of the texts we're going to use this morning. We've been talking about this transition that you and I make the moment that you say yes to Jesus. The Bible says that we were dead in our sins. RJ read that this morning. You were dead in your transgressions that where you used to walk, but now God made you alive. So from death into life, from darkness into light. You have the old self. Now you have a new self in Christ Jesus, renewed in Christ Jesus. So this idea of identity, like, we need to really get it, because this is who we are now that we are Christians. This is who we are now that we say yes to Jesus. And Jesus himself, remember, he said in John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. See, as followers of Jesus, we must know him, and we must know who we are as his people. Because I think not knowing truly who we are will have us misrepresenting Jesus in our society today. Not knowing truly who we are will get us misrepresenting Christ wherever we go in our society. That's why we need to know him. We need to know ourselves. Once we say yes to Jesus, we have this new identity. What are we supposed to do now? Now, it's interesting. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's the transition we already made because we decided to follow Jesus. We stepped from darkness into light. Now, what does it mean now to walk in the light? But if you examine that text, just that verse, look at what Jesus is saying right here. Let me unfold that for you. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. So what he's saying, if you're not following me, where are you walking into? You're already in darkness. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Walking in the light means to follow Jesus, to follow his teaching, to follow his words. You follow me, he says. You become, you know, Jesus, when he started his earthly ministry, he had a lot of followers. Later on, they became disciples. So following Jesus means that you are stepping from darkness into light. And he promised that, that the moment you start, you say yes to me, you will be walking in the light. Now, my friends, I got to be honest with you. Even after we become followers of Jesus, even when we have made the transition from darkness into light, many times we're tempted to go back into darkness, aren't we? And many times we do things that it reflects more darkness than light. That's why many times through the Bible, those people had to be reminded. And when we read it, when we read it ourselves, we had to be reminded that this is who we are now. That's who you used to be. Now you're here. But sometimes the temptation is too great and we're there. So it's like Paul had to remind the church, you were darkness, but now you're light. Live as children of light. And imagine that was 2,000 years ago that those apostles had to remind people. We had to be reminded even more because sometimes we don't even read the Bible. We always reminded in Scripture to live as such because now we have this new identity. We are children of the light. Like I said, this is one of the reasons that constantly you find reminders. And I'm going to show you a couple of those. Reminder after reminder in the Scripture telling us this is who you are now. Yes, God made a transition. Don't go back there. You are here now. Live as children. Walk in the light and no longer in the darkness. John, the same writer of Revelation, the same writer of the Gospel, also wrote letters. John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. In 1 John 1, 5 through 10, I want to read that one to you so that you see he still continues with this theme of walking in the light. That's towards the end of your Bibles, 1 John chapter 1. So we know walking in the light means following Jesus. Following whatever he says. I know a lot of people don't want to follow Jesus. And you know, as believers, sometimes we don't follow Jesus all the time. Honestly speaking. You know what I mean? Like whether you are, I mean, Christians, we're always going to battle sin in this world. Until Jesus comes back, you and I are going to be battling. You know, right now we're going through what the Bible calls sanctification, which means we try to be more like Jesus, but we're not always like Jesus, aren't we? With our words, with our thoughts, with our, you know. So that's this whole idea of identity is reminding us that we got to be more like Christ. He called us to be more like him. He says, I'm the light. You are the light of the world. Shine that light everywhere you go. So that's what we had to, that's why we do church, to remind ourselves this is what we are supposed to be doing now. Like I said, because we don't follow Jesus. You know, there are people out there, they're not Christians. Of course, they will not do what the Bible says they ought to do. Even us Christians, sometimes we struggle with some of the things that the Bible says. You ought to forgive your brother. Love one another. It's like, You know what I'm talking about? Like, even things like that are hard for us to do. Be a peacemaker. You know? And so that's what God's calling his people. You see, following Jesus is never going to be easy. If it's easy for you, there's a problem. Following Christ is never easy. I mean, that's why a lot of times people couldn't have, because the commitment level that he calls people to, and he says, like, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. For you want to save your life, you might lose it for me. It ain't easy. So here, you know, this idea of the light, even to walk in the light, it's not going to be easy because Satan would bring more darkness than things, try to pull us back. And I'm going to show you other ways in the Bible that by following Jesus, you're walking in the light, and by what John tells us right here. 1 John, if you got it in your Bible, verses 5 through following. I'm reading the NIV, and then he says, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. And I declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. Check this out. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie. And do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Walking in the light, according to John, is to have fellowship with God. Now, the word fellowship is really the word for communion. You communing with somebody. some translation would say companionship with God. Let me just give you back Genesis 1 and 2. That's what Adam and Eve had with God. The Bible says that God will walk with them in the cool of the day in the garden. That's fellowship with God. Like you and God one-on-one, uninterrupted, quality time with God. This is fellowship. So walking in the light is to have that fellowship with God. And also John goes on, he goes further, says it's also to have fellowship with one another. So he says, we lie to ourselves when we claim to be in the light, but then we walk in darkness. So he says, when that happens, you and I will not have fellowship with God. In other words, what John is saying, you disconnected yourself from God. Because you claim to be in the light, but your fruit or your deeds, it shows that you are still in the darkness. Let me just read that again for you, just in case. I don't want you to miss that. He says, if we claim, verse 6, if we claim to have fellowship with God, says, yo, I'm good with the Lord, man. The Lord is good. I'm good. I'm a good standing with Him. I mean, that's what we might claim. If we claim to have fellowship with God, but walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. Walk in the darkness. Like, I mean, you might claim that you have fellowship with God, but your deeds, whatever you're doing, is really are things of darkness. We don't have to judge you. The Bible already said you don't have fellowship with Him. You're disconnected from the main source. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with the Lord. So walking in the light means that you and I will have fellowship with Him. And we will have fellowship with one another. That's walking in the light. Following Jesus is walking in the light. Having fellowship with God and with one another is also fruit of the light. Walking in the light. So claiming to have it, and then you're in the darkness, is lying to yourself, and you're not practicing the truth according to what the Bible says. Now, the Bible, my friends, the Bible is very clear that darkness and light don't mix. When there's one, there's not the other is gone. In fact, some people translate darkness is the absence of light. If you turn all the lights right now, darkness will reign. But you don't see darkness, because light has taken its place. So where there's darkness, there's no light. So they don't mix. They're not, you know, like chocolate and milk, they have fellowship. You stir it up and you make chocolate milk. You cannot do the same with darkness and light. Ketchup and mustard, they can have fellowship. Salt and pepper, oil and water, they don't have fellowship. So the Bible says there's no fellowship between light and darkness. You're either here or you're either there. You cannot be in between. That's what Jesus talks about in one of those churches. You're either hot or cold. You cannot be, you know. So when he says, let me just read that text. When it says there's no fellowship between darkness and light. What fellowship has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Now, the context of that text is Paul is writing to Christian people, saying, do not be yoked with unbelievers. Because you have a different worldview, you have a different perspective. So you know how hard it will be to have a marriage with somebody who doesn't believe the same thing as you. Because you'd not be able to fellowship because you have different, so you'll be like water and oil. You can stir all that you want, but eventually they're going to separate. It's not going to be like chocolate and milk. Then you create chocolate milk. So that's fellowship. So you see, when he says that there's no light and darkness, they don't mix. So the Bible is very clear. He makes that point very clear to us. So you have one or the other. When one is, the other one is gone. So you're either in communion with God or not. You see, walking in the light means that we have communion with God. So we either in communion with Him or not. And what happens is in our own lives, all of us, even me as a preacher, sometimes you know when at that moment when you've been walking, you realize like, I don't even, you know, something is drastically wrong right here. Because at that moment, you have been disconnected from Him. So when that happens, you just got to come back, step out of the darkness again, and come back and walk as a child of the light. To claim to have fellowship with God and walk in darkness is living a lie, according to what John says. We're denying the truth of God. Now, Paul also reminded the church in Ephesus to live as children of light. Ephesians 5:8, he says, you were once darkness, but as light, you are to live as children of light. At one time, you were darkness, but Now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Let me give you three church words for that good, goodness. All that is right is the word righteousness. And all that is true is the word truth. Jesus said, and you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then in John 17:24, I believe he says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. So anything that's true, that's you're walking in the light. So you walk in the light, anything that you do that is good. Good according to God's standard. Because, you know, you ask people, is that good? Everybody will have an opinion about what they think is good. You see that in the whole debate that, you know, the whole world is doing the debate about guns. I mean, so many things out there. Based on people's opinion, I mean, you know, that will change. But we have to go back to the scriptures based on what God says is good and what God says is not good. Also on what God says is right, righteousness, and what is true. So based on God's standard, not my standard, because my standard can change. But God's standard doesn't change because we serve a God that he doesn't change like a shifting shadow. So walk, he says, walking in the light is practicing or doing what is good, what is right, and what is true. To walk in the light is shown also, is demonstrated by loving your church, your Christian family. John, if you go in 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, look what he says. 1 John 2, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. I don't think you need a theological explanation for that verse, do you? I mean, that's very simple, isn't it, Paul? Like, anybody who claims to be in the light, but you hate your brother or sister, you're still in the darkness. So you see, being the light, according to John, means that you love your brothers and sisters. I mean, isn't that what Jesus commanded in John 13? He says, a new commandment I give you, love one another the same way I have loved you. And by this thing, loving each other, people will know that you are truly my disciples when they see that loving in one another. So John says, you claim to be in the light, and you have animosity or this hate against your brother and sister, my friends, you are still in the darkness, he says. Look what he says. He says, whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. Like I say, I mean, that can just be, you don't need any explanation. I'm just like, wow. So, you see, walking in the light is following Jesus, is having fellowship with God. It is also loving your Christian brothers and sisters in Christ. Honestly speaking, you know that even that is hard at times because we're dealing with people's opinions, we're dealing with preferences. It's not easy to all come together, you know, despite diversity and things like that, because to love each other the way Jesus loved us, it requires hard work and dedication. It's not going to come easy. You're not going to wake up in the morning, one day, it's like, well, now I can love everybody now. Unless Jesus just transformed your heart at that moment, you know, but it's going to require, not even the apostles love each other like that. That's why he said, love one another. There was one called Simon the Zealot. He was ready to fight with anybody. Still was one of Jesus' apostles. And what do you think they call John and James, the sons of thunder? Because of the attitude they had. But then they all loved each other. I mean, now people can see that despite the personality that you have, you can come together as one and love each other. Because when that happens, then we're walking in the light as he is in the light. So to walk in the light is demonstrated by loving my brothers and sisters in Christ. You and I have friends. We even have families that are hard to love. Imagine in the church family, that will happen too. But now we show that and people will see it. And then that's a sign, that's a fruit that we're walking in the light. Because we have this love for one another. To claim to be in the light and hate your Christian family is still living in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light. Walking in the light is to follow Jesus. Jesus' command, the commandment he gave, love one another as I have loved you. Now, the Bible calls Jesus' followers children of light. And as children, we are to be known because we live this way in this world, walking in the light. Walking in the light means we have fellowship with God and we have fellowship with one another. It's hard to have fellowship with people when you're not loving them. You don't love them, it's hard to have fellowship. You see, one of the reasons we got to come to church and hear that, you know, and every sermon that I preach that to me first. Remember, I always tell the story. I never wanted to be a preacher because I saw what my dad went through. And I thought to myself, I don't know that I can tolerate that. If people did that to me. But later on, God will change you when you let him, you know, and you start loving people the way Jesus loved them. You start serving people how Jesus served them. And your life starts to change. And now you start to realize, well, that's what it means to walk in the light. Yes, at times, I don't always walk in the light. You know, I told you, when I'm driving sometimes, I really step into the darkness very soon when somebody cut me off. But that's what we need to be reminded. You know, sometimes my wife is the one that's like, let it go. You know, so you think preachers, we don't speed up sometimes? You know, and you would take us, you would make us mad. You know, at times. And so, like, we're reminded, like, you know, this is what it means to walk in the darkness. Like, I had to love people, even when they're hard to love at times, because they never listen to what I'm saying. Or, you know, that I have to love people, even when they might, you know, because that's what you're exemplifying Jesus by doing what he's asking us, to love your brother the way that he has loved you. Even if they might not like you. This is what following Jesus is all about, you know. And like I said, we all struggle with this at one time, but we need to be reminded, this is what the light is, people. This is our new identity. It's not like the Bourne Identity movie. Matt Damon did not even know who he was. He knew a lot of things. Like, I don't even know who I am. You and I really know who we are. We don't have an identity crisis. Well, occasionally some people might have an identity crisis, but you got to just know that this is what he's been calling us to do. You see, walking in the light is to have fellowship with God, with one another. Not following Jesus' words is walking in the darkness. Not obeying Jesus is walking in the darkness. And like I said, many times we don't obey Jesus 100%. And it's just like we're just that close to just stepping into the darkness when we ignore his teaching, his commands, what he's calling us to do. Walking in the darkness is to be away from the truth of God. Now, my friends, walking in the light is measured not by what you and I say, but by what we do. You say, remember, if anybody claims that he has fellowship with God, yet hates his brother, he's still in the darkness. Walking in the light is not measured by you saying, oh, yes, I'm a good Christian, I walk in the light. Mm-mm. You can say all you can say, but you have to walk that talk. Walking in the light is measured by your deeds, your actions, what you do. And you see, when you go back to those texts, there's like action verbs all over the place. Following Jesus. Doing what is right. Doing what is good. Doing what is true. All that is action. You got to show it. Loving your brothers is show. You know, love is not just say. I mean, how many of you who are married, when your wife or husband say, I love you, And that person doesn't back up love with actions, you truly believe that you're loved. Occasionally, I had a friend that says, you know, growing up, he already passed away. I call him the Right Reverend. He was an elder in the church, and he said to me one time, you know, my father never told me that he loved me. And I was just like, wow, you know, you're like 77 years old, and you're saying to me, your father never told you that he loved you. He says, no, he never told me that he loved me. And then he said this, but he didn't have to. Because he always felt love. Sometimes, don't say, the Bible even said, don't just love by words, but do it by action. You know, people need to see that you love by what you do. You know, James talks about in chapter 2, like, you say, oh, yeah, my brother, you have need, but you come to me and say, oh, yeah, I pray for you. Yeah, God loves you. That doesn't do anything. You gotta act upon it. Love requires you to do action. You know, like, it's like faith. It's not just something like, oh, yeah, I have faith. Believing. I mean, when we talk about Peter, he believed so much that it was Jesus that he stepped out of the boat. That's action. The other disciples stay in the boat. You know, it's like, Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to go to you in the water. He says, come. Faith requires that you do this. Step out of the boat. So that's an action verb too. Love is the same. Love has to be shown, demonstrated. God did it. Let me give you the verse. God showed his love for us in this. God demonstrated his love for us in this. While we were still filthy sinners, Christ died for us. Now, how do you and I show God that we love him? Jesus said it too. It's amazing. By obeying his command. If you love me, John 13 and 14, you will obey my teaching. So that's how you walk in the light, by following what Jesus already told us. And you see so many things that he has said for us. So the action verb, following God, you know, following his word, obeying his commands, doing what is right, doing righteousness, doing goodness, and practicing the truth. My friends, when we stop following Jesus, for whatever reason, we stop following Jesus, at that moment, we're stepping into the darkness again. Walking into the light is to choose to follow Jesus where he leads. Even when at times we might not want to go there, but because you love him, you go because you know who is the one that's telling you to come. Follow me. I just want to conclude, and the praise team will make his way around. As God's people, we don't forget. We're never going to forget where God got us from. It's impossible. You always want to remember that you used to live this way and you were that way. As God's people, we're never going to forget who we used to be. However, but we must always remember who we are now. We must always remember that we are now children of the light, that we've been rescued, that we made the transition from darkness into light, and that we are children of the light, and therefore we are to walk as such. To live in this world as lights walking around because of the actions, because of the things that we do, that other people will see Christ through us. That's really what he has been calling us for. And it won't be easy, but if we love God, we want to do our best to be the children of light, to live according to his standard as we walk on this earth.